Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. Much more importantly, from Discovery Channel's Gold Rush, premiering in their 10th season. Guy who's been with them since season 3, Rick Ness, is here. By the way, he also, you could hear some great bass work, upright bass work from him, and 357 string band. Google it. He's terrific. 3 albums with them, I believe. Rick, welcome.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, listen, congratulations. It looks like you're going to have another successful year. Last year, over $1 million you found. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, first year out on my own. I think we did the best rookie season out of anybody on Gold Rush.
Yeah, I mean, for so many people, they're excited just to kind of follow along with what's going on. There, it's got to be, you know, you got the stress of the fine, you got the stress of the shoot. Everything's a little, a little hectic, I'm sure. And every once in a while, you get thrown a curve, and everything from water permits and so forth. Tell us about this season. What are we looking forward to? Without spoiling everything, what are we looking forward to?
well, as far as me and my guys go, we changed it up completely. I got us out of the Klondike. I found us some different ground, some better ground up in the mountains around a place called Keno City. It's in the Yukon. Keno City has 6 permanent residents, so it's a very very remote, tiny, old historic mining town. But it's just a completely different scenario for us. Rather than wide open, you know, low valleys, we're up in some tight valleys up in the mountains. I was at about 3,600 feet this year, and it's just just everything's changed. Everything.
Well, there's 6 permanent residents there now. What was the height of their population? Do you know?
Actually, I don't. But Keno City, they were more known for their underground silver mining than anything. So there's surrounding. I know there's a town really close, like within 10 minutes, called Elsa. It's just kind of like abandoned. There's like some, so there was definitely some people there. I just don't know the height of it.
So, I mean, what happens? There's a chance you're going to find some silver while you're at this. Does that happen in other situations? I mean, there's got to be veins of silver up there, right, that somebody didn't get. What do you think? They kind of sucked it all out of there.
Yeah, no, see, that's more, they're finding that more with the hard rock exploration, like drilling. You know, drilling in the mountains and stuff. We're just doing the placer mining. So, but the gold that we pull out of the ground, I mean, even in the Klondike, there's a certain percentage of silver in it. Like my gold last year was 17% silver. And you find that out once it's assayed, once it's refined. Yeah.
You've never done this before. Is that right? I mean, before this show started, this was something. It's not like you were a prospect to somewhere else. You kind of jumped in on the job, and you were kind of virgin to all of this.
Yeah, oh yeah, big time. Like I had some experience running heavy equipment with my dad growing up, but that was about all I had. And for some reason it just kind of spoke to me, and I just kind of put my head down and worked as hard as I could and tried to learn as much as I could, and which isn't normal for me. I'm not like that with everything, but like I said, something about it just spoke to me, and I wanted to learn it and be good at it, you know.
I mean, off season or when you're not shooting, do you run into a lot of people who, you know, come up to you or contact you, I guess, you know, through Facebook or something along those lines, and they start telling you about all their situations? I mean, none of us outside of watching the show, but nobody really thinks about, gold prospecting anymore, gold mining. But I'm sure you're running into everybody who's ever dreamt of doing it, or anybody who's ever done it for any length of time. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, definitely. A lot of people contacting. And you're right. I mean, it's not something people think about, really. And in fact, when I meet people that, you know, don't know me, they're not familiar with the show, and I tell them what I do, I'm a gold miner, I run my own mining company, they're like, gold mining, like that, people still do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Quick reminder to everyone listening who just may have turned in a little late or tuned in a little late, Rick Ness is our very special guest, and he is talking about the 10th season of Gold Rush. It's Discovery's, I think, top-rated show. It's wildly popular, and Rick Ness is one of the reasons. He and his team are always being, you know, watched. Well, they'll certainly be watched now. Over $1 million last year in fines and whatever, you know, strikes, and just terrific. But also, check out three albums by the 357 String Band. He's an upright bass player, and he really plays really well. I'm a musician, so I love listening to him, and he's dynamite. Anything going on with the band we should know about?
You know, I wish we're coming up on, you know, I think it's been over 10 years since it's been well over 10 years since we released you know, our first couple albums there, and we've talked quite a bit about getting together at some point and doing some reunion stuff, and there's a lot of interest in it. It's really just my schedule holding it up. Everybody else is still playing music. I'm kind of the only one that's not, and I just haven't had time. I've been doing this gold mining thing for 8 years now, and I still play a bit at my house. Like I've got my bass there, and I've got a really nice drum set and that I like to tool around with. But I don't know. I just haven't had the time, and I really am looking forward to getting back into music someday, though.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, and we got a couple minutes left with Rick Ness from Gold Rush. Frank McKay here with Rick. Let me just ask you. You know, before you mentioned that you looked into it, you started doing some research or whatever, and you found, you know, a better location. How exactly, you know, not specifically, but how roughly do you do that? I mean, when you're off season, are you calling around? Are you interviewing people to try to figure out what was going on? Are you looking at past records, past claims? What do you do? What's the process?
I just looked it up on Craigslist. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. It's basically just kind of a tight knit community of people. You know, Placer gold mining is, and I've met a lot of people over the last 8 years, and it's it really just comes down to networking. I just started calling people that I'd met, calling people that I knew, saying, hey, what do you know? What have you heard? What do you got? And you know, that was really just the process. It was more, like I said, just pretty much just networking.
Well, listen, great job. Congratulations on all your success. 10th season of Gold Rush. I mean, how many shows start out and do one quick season or half a season or a couple seasons? But 10th season here, and you've been on since the third. Congratulations on all of that, and good luck this year, and good luck with the music. I'm looking forward to hearing another album from you guys, or just seeing some side work. Great bass work that you've been doing, Rick. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Rick Ness, everyone, has been our very special guest. You know his work on Gold Rush. He and his team are at it for a 10th season here. And it's Friday nights at 9 o'clock, Discovery. And again, check out his musical work, 357 String Band. You're going to be impressed. A wonderful upright bass player. Like you said, he hasn't released anything in a long time. But again, Rick Ness, you could see him on Fridays, and you could also see him on Discovery Go, and kind of binge watch some of the other things that you've missed. But you know, he found over $1 million last year in gold, and interesting, 17% of that was silver, and you know, it's something new to me. But Rick Ness again has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. Check out Gold Rush, 10th season premieres. And Discovery Go is a place to go if you can't watch it on Fridays, 9 o'clock Eastern. And again, Rick Ness has been our guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.